God, my entire body is aching. I can't remember much about what happened last night. Ugh, my head hurts. Whoa. Why on earth is my room such a mess? What is that smell? Why does it smell like liquor in here? Wait, did I drink? Let me remember. I feel parched. I need water. What are you doing here? You came to give me breakfast? Well, that's nice of you. Yeah, you've been doing this ever since I got here. And I keep telling you, you don't have to. Yeah, that's what you always say. What happened last night? Of course I'd ask. I woke up with an intense headache. My body feels sore and my room is a mess. Did I drink? Yeah. It seems like I was really wasted last night. Yes, please. I'm really thirsty. Did I have fun? What kind of question is that? I can't even remember anything. I should be the one asking you about what happened. No, dummy. I really can't remember anything. Come on, why else would I be asking? Just tell me. No, I'm not really hungry. I'm good with water. I will eat, just not now. My head hurts so much. Just talk to me. Tell me about what happened last night. I'm listening. I came home drunk? Well, was I alone or... I came home alone. Okay. Now, what exactly did I do? I made a mess in the living room? And you had to clean it up? Oh man, I feel bad for you. I'm sorry. Yeah? You struggled to help me get to my room? What did you do? You carried me. Okay, but why? Was I seriously that trashed? And really, really drunk that I can't even stand up on my own? Wow. Huh. Nothing. It's just that I've never been this drunk before. I mean, of course, I have been drunk in the past, but not to the point that I'd get so wasted that I would make a mess of a place and I can't walk. thanks. Thanks for helping me and for cleaning up the mess I made. And sorry about what I did. Yeah. No, nothing. I just remembered something about last night. It's nothing important. I don't want to talk about it, okay? I know that you are worried, and thank you. But I really don't need your concern. I told you, I don't need your sympathy. Thanks for this. Where am I going? I'm gonna take a shower. You want me to stay? Why? What do you want to talk about? Fine. So? What do you mean, sorry? Hey, stop it. You don't have to apologize for anything. I'm not mad. Plus, it's not your responsibility to take care of me. I told you, I'm fine by myself. You don't have to keep doing this. This? Making meals for me? Waiting for me to get home when I'm out? Cleaning up after my mess? Like last night? I can take care of myself. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't like the feeling of being a burden to someone, especially you. And I don't want you to feel like you're obligated to take care of me. I mean, you've been so nice to me, even though our first encounter wasn't so good. You've made sure to make it up to me. You're actually doing so much already. You say you don't mind, but eventually you're gonna get tired of me. I know it. So, let's just stick with being roommates, okay? Yeah, roommates also look out for each other, but not this way, dummy. You're not the first roommate I've had, okay? I'm gonna go take a shower. God, you startled me. What are you doing in my room? Have you forgotten about our rule? What did we talk about? No going into each other's rooms without permission. Go outside. No excuses. I don't care if you've been waiting for me so I can eat. Go out. I will eat later. Just go out. You violated a rule and that's the end of it. I swear, that guy is just too stubborn. I don't understand why he's so concerned about me. At this point, it just feels like he's being too invasive. Oh my god. I should talk with him later. Ugh, I'm not hungry yet. I will go out once I am. What I'm gonna do in my room is none of your business, okay? If I tell you, will you shut up and leave me alone? Okay. I just need some space. I'll come out when I feel better. I still can't recall anything about... Wait. I think I went to a party with my friends. We danced and drank and... That's all I can remember. I don't even know how I got home. Oh, this is so frustrating. Whatever. Right now, I just have to focus on my job. I still have some stuff to do. I'll try and remember again later. Finally. Finally what? Yeah. I had to come out because I was beginning to feel hungry. Mm-hmm. And what did you cook? Mac and cheese? Really? How'd you know it was my favorite? I mean, that's nice. But you know that it's not really necessary, right? Oh, I see. Well, yeah. I'm craving for it too, but you know what? That's yours. I'll just cook something else for myself. No, I don't think I will be joining you. Sorry. If I join you, like, if I eat with you, will you stop bugging me already? You've been bugging me all morning. Yeah, right. You always say that. Personally, it feels like you're being too invasive. And I need space to breathe, okay? But how can I do that when you're always hovering around me? Just chill out. No, that's not what I'm saying. No, wait, don't leave. I think I screwed up. I should probably apologize to him later. You idiot. I'll just go back in my room and finish my stuff first. Okay, so, how do I do this? Hey, I just wanted to say sorry about earlier. I think what I said was rude. No, not think. You were actually being rude, idiot. Hey, sorry for being rude. How do people apologize properly? You know what? I'll just wing it. Hi. I actually came here to apologize. What for? Well, I was rude earlier. What I said was rude. I'm right? Well, what do you mean I'm right? No, I was wrong. It's not that I don't want you around. I actually, appreciate you looking out for me. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I still want you to be around me. I don't want things between us to change. Yeah, we can talk about it. I guess I'm just... Well, I'm not used to being taken care of. I'm not used to people showing their concern for me. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, basically, I'm not used to people like you. Affectionate people. I just don't know how to respond. These feelings are new to me, and I'm still trying my best to understand them. Because I was... I grew up on my own. I am an orphan. Shocking. I know. I don't know where my parents are. I don't know if I have siblings. I'm just on my own. I've always been on my own. I left the orphanage after I turned 18. Started working so I can support myself. Until I graduated and got a job. It's been just me ever since. Of course, I have friends at the orphanage. They're really nice, but I couldn't really keep in touch with them. And I missed them a lot. No. That's not why I was out drinking with my workmates last night. Well, to be honest, I guess it is one of the reasons why I drank. But mostly I felt... Never mind. I don't want to look pathetic in front of other people, especially you. You see me as a tough person. Someone who has, you know, someone who has it together. Even though I'm usually harsh, cold, and stiff. I just don't like feeling weak. Fine. I've just been feeling on edge lately. You know, questioning myself, my existence, my purpose. I keep wondering where my parents are, if they're still alive. I'm longing for love. You love me? Yeah, right. I still don't get why you keep doing these things. Like, this kind of stuff is only done with your girlfriend. Oh, is it not? My bad. I've never had friends who took care of me like this. So, I'm trying my best to get used to it. And don't you have a girlfriend? What happened with your last date? It didn't work out? Again? Why? What happened? Ouch. Yikes. You okay? You know what? Forget about her. Screw her and her boyfriend. Hey, this might be weird to ask, but actually, never mind. You might laugh at me. Promise? Okay, well, can we, hug? I forgot what it's called, but it's not just any kind of hug. The kind of hug wherein you stay in that hugging position for a few minutes. It starts with a C. I think it's called... Yes. Yeah. That's correct. Cuddle. Yeah, that's what it's called. Well, yeah. Unless you don't want to. And you probably don't want to, so it's fine. I'll just go out and... You want me to stay? What for? Okay, fine. I'll repeat it because you asked me to. Can we cuddle, please? I want to cuddle with you. Because it's cold, and I could really use your warmth, and I just want to cuddle. Okay. Yeah, that's better. I think it's going to rain soon. Can we stay like this for a while? It would be nice to cuddle while the weather is cold. I usually just see this in movies. Maybe. Maybe I will tell you my other reasons, but not now. Maybe when I'm ready. It's just a lot of personal stuff, really. And I just need a little bit of time to prepare myself to open up that much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for understanding. Yeah, a little bit. I haven't gotten a proper sleep for days now. Did you just kiss my forehead? What was that for? Okay. This is nice. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for always looking out for me. Even though we're only roommates, you care for me and treat me more than that. Thank you for being my safe space. You are the best person I have ever met in my entire life. And even though I'm brutal most of the time, you don't know this, but you've grown to have a special place in my heart. Yeah, I am closing my eyes, and I just want to stay in your arms. Will you be here when I wake up? Okay. Don't leave me. Ever.